that build their filthy little nests in its branches. The men with pointed hats, the men with the sharp suits and the ties, the men with the perfect hair, and the well-practiced speech. It has to be revealed to you. Oh, it's been revealed to me. Oh, it's been revealed. Oh, well, we will see at the end. We will see at the end. If they speak not according to this word. Verse 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, for I will give you rest. And take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. You shall find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Take my yoke upon you. Does that sound like forcing your way in? He is meek and lowly. Do you think you will force yourself on him? All those that are heavy laden, all ye beasts of burden, you men carrying those heavy things, he says, come to me, I will give you rest. Take my yoke on you. This is an invitation. As he invites. But we can't come in our way and wanting to have things our way and piping and expect dancing and mourning and expecting lamentation. We need to rather listen for the piper that we may dance and listen for the mourning that we may lament and listen for the call of God that we may move into his kingdom, because that is the way the kingdom works. God is directing us and moving us. He is the first mover. We are the thing acted on. We take on his yoke to bear the things he is asking us to bear, which are not heavy. No, rather, it is light. You are burdened with sin and unrighteousness, false doctrine, and all manner of things that corrupt the truth and take our eyes off the prize of eternal life and righteousness in Christ Jesus. Those things are heavy things to bear. But Christ's burden removes other burdens. He wants us, what is his burden? His burden is righteousness, not ungodliness. But that's a heavy burden. I can't do that. No, it is not. Because it is his yoke. He does it. He will bind us with it. He will bring us under the whip. But he is gentle. And lowly in heart. You don't know what it means to submit to such a master. He's good. And gentle. And we can find rest for our souls. That in spite of all things that might come against us and trouble us in this world, we would have his rest in us, that we would not lose faith, that we would not lose hope, but rather put our trust in him. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. Righteousness is not a heavy burden to bear. It is not. My life, the more righteous my life has become, the more that Christ has caused me to come under his yoke, the better my life has gotten to be. The more easy I find life to bear. Without the crushing weight of sin, lay aside the weight and the sin that doth so easily beset us. That is what the weight is. It's the cares of this world and the sin of this world. And the care is all sin anyways. Oh, I have care for this. I have worry for that. I know. We have to place our trust in him. We have to bow our heads and allow him to slip that yoke over. We could come under his service. It will be well with us. We will have rest in our souls. Thank God.